We are not happy with the NHS. Satisfaction with the NHS has fallen to its lowest level since records began in 1983, thanks to patients being unable to get a GP appointment and long hospital waiting times, a poll has revealed. Despite this, public still support the service being free, taxpayer funded, and available to everyone. The British Social Attitudes poll has shown that satisfaction has dropped by 29 percentage points since 2020. In 2023, less than one in four people felt satisfied with the NHS, falling 5 percentage points on the previous year. Yet, support for the service's founding principles remains high, with 91% believing the NHS should be free when people require it, 82% agreeing it should mostly be funded by taxes, and 82% saying it should be available to everyone. The study collated the views of 3,374 people in England, Wales and Scotland. Dr. Victoria Zio Brown, the Vice Chair of the Royal College of GPs, said it is always distressing and disheartening to see patient satisfaction with general practice and the NHS more widely continue to fall. We know how much our patients value the care and services GPs and our teams offer, and we share their frustration when they struggle to secure timely appointments. Unfortunately, we simply do not have enough GPs to keep up with the increasing need for our care. Hard-working GPs and our teams are being stretched to breaking point. We delivered almost 32.5 million appointments in January, 4.7 million more than in January 2019, all with 3% fewer fully qualified full-time equivalent GPs. We can't keep doing more with less. The findings from the poll show that 52% were dissatisfied with the NHS, and the highest since the survey began. The main reasons were waiting times for GP and hospital appointments, 71%, followed by staff shortages, 54%, and the government not spending enough, 47%. A report found a decade of squeezed funding and chronic workforce shortages, followed by a global pandemic, has left the NHS in a continual state of crisis. Conservative supporters reported just marginally higher levels of satisfaction with the NHS than Labour supporters in 2023, 29% versus 24%. Levels of dissatisfaction were similar across supporters of both parties. The survey found that 34% were satisfied with GP services in 2023, the lowest level of satisfaction recorded since the survey began. Around 41% were dissatisfied. Since 2019, satisfaction with GP services has dropped by 34 percentage points. There were also issues with dentistry, with a record low satisfaction level of 24% and a record high dissatisfaction of 48%. When asked what the NHS's most important priority should be, the top two were making it easier to get a GP appointment, 52%, and increasing the number of staff in the NHS, 51%. Improving waiting times for planned operations and in A&E were chosen by 57% and 45% of people respectively. Public satisfaction with social care has fallen to 13%, the lowest level since the survey began. The King's Fund and the Nuffield Trust sponsor the health and care questions in the poll, which is completed by the National Centre for Social Research, NATCEN. Their analysis report said, changing the model of the NHS is not something the public want. They just want the model they have got to work. Dan Wellings, a senior fellow at the King's Fund, said the results are bleak, but we shouldn't not be surprising after a year of strikes, scandals and sustained long waits. He said, with the service increasingly unable to meet the expectations and needs of those who rely on it, satisfaction is now an uncharted territory, adding that prior to the general election, political leaders should take note of how far satisfaction with this celebrated public institution has fallen. In the poll, 84% said that they believed the NHS had a major or severe funding issue, with 48% saying ministers should increase taxes and spend more on the NHS. Yet 42% selected keep taxes and spending the same, and 6% chose reduce taxes and spend less on the NHS. But it was those with the highest monthly income that were more likely to choose the increased taxes and spend more option. Professor Pat Cullen, the General Secretary of the Royal College of Nursing, said bringing down waiting times and improving care requires investment in nursing to improve pay and conditions and to stabilise the workforce. Cullen said, any party wishing to be in Downing Street in a year must demonstrate clear intent. A Department of Health and Social Care spokesman said, we are fully committed to a faster, simpler and fairer NHS, free at the point of need. That's why we are providing the NHS with record funding of nearly £165 billion a year by the end of this Parliament, an increase of 13% in real terms compared to 2019.